For Wednesday, September 23rd, this is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, saints, and welcome to this, your daily devotion for Wednesday. You're with Pastor Patrick, as always. Today, we find ourselves looking to the Gospel of Luke, specifically chapter 18, beginning at verse 31. Grab your Bible, open with me, if you would, to Luke chapter 18, verse 31, and follow along as I read. This is what the Word of God teaches. And taking the 12, he said to them, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished. For he will be delivered over to the Gentiles, and will be mocked and shamefully treated and spit upon. And after flogging him, they will kill him, and on the third day he will rise." But they understood none of these things. This saying was hidden from them, and they did not grasp what was said. Oswald Chambers titled today's devotion, "The Missionary's Goal," and this is what he wrote. In the natural life, our ambitions alter as we develop. In the Christian life, the goal is given at the beginning and the end are the same being our Lord Himself. We start with Christ and we end with Him until we attain to the stature of the manhood of Christ Jesus, not to our idea of what the Christian life should be. The aim of the missionary is to do God's will, not to be useful, not to win the heathen. He is useful and he does win the heathen, but that is not his aim. His aim is to do the will of the Lord. In our Lord's life, Jerusalem was the place where he reached the climax of his Father's will upon the cross. And unless we go with Jesus there, we shall have no companionship with him. Nothing ever discouraged our Lord on his way to Jerusalem. He never hurried through certain villages where he was persecuted or lingered in others where he was blessed. Neither gratitude nor ingratitude turned our Lord one hair's breadth away from his purpose to go up to Jerusalem. The disciple is not above his master. The same things will happen to us on our way to our Jerusalem. There will be the works of God manifested through us, people will get blessed, and one or two will show gratitude and the rest will show gross ingratitude, but nothing must deflect us from going up to our Jerusalem. There they crucified him. That is what happened when our Lord reached Jerusalem, and that happening is the gateway to our salvation. The saints do not end in crucifixion. By the Lord's grace, they end in glory. In the meantime, our watchword is, "I too go up to Jerusalem." One portion of today's devotion that jumped out at me was where Oswald Chambers wrote, "The aim of the missionary is to do God's will, not to be useful, not to win the heathen. He is useful and he does win the heathen, but that is not his aim. His aim is to do the will of the Lord." This particular portion of Oswald Chambers' writing this morning has stuck out to me because I have always believed that we are meant to do his will, that we are meant to be useful to him, and that we are certainly meant to win over the heathen. Oswald Chambers validates what he's saying when he does say that we do win over the heathen and we are useful. His point in drawing this paradox is that whatever God's will is, we should be willing to do. Whether that is to be useful, whether that is to win heathen, whether that is to sit and rest and wait on him, we must be obedient, submissive to him, always ready to do his will, exactly as Jesus was always ready to do the will of the Father. I hope that you've been both encouraged and challenged this morning. I'm thankful that you joined. I hope you'll come back again tomorrow as we look at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 23 and 24. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.